You are listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godsprophetic outreach ministry.com.
Blessed thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shall thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses and in all that thou settest thine hand unto. And he shall bless thee and in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The Lord shall establish thee a holy people unto himself, as he hath sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways.
Isn't it amazing? But before you go there, will you go to the Amplifier? Some people say that's too much carrying all these books and all that, but the Amplifier is a good breakdown of what the Word of God is saying to, you know, some people who are really deep in. I believe they know it all, but it's room for improvement. Amen?
In the Amplified, if you will listen diligently to the voice of the Lord your God, being watchful to do all his commandments, which I command you this day, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you if you heed the voice of the Lord your God. Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body, and the fruit of your ground, and the fruit of your beasts, the increase of your cattle, and the young of your flock. Blessed shall be your basket and your kneading trough. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. The Lord shall cause your enemies who rise up against you to be defeated before your face. They shall come out against you one way, and flee before you seven ways. The Lord shall command the blessing upon you, in your storehouse, and in all that you undertake. And he will bless you in the land which the Lord your God gives you. The Lord will establish you as a people holy to himself, as he has sworn to you, if you keep the commandments of the Lord your God and walk in his ways.
It's a hard thing for us to walk in his way when we have not made up our mind. One of the things that is really irritable to my spirit is that we've been in this world a long time, but there are people in this world don't want to change. And change will be beneficial if we allow him to change us, not we ourselves. And in this passage of scripture, it was Moses was talking about how God people that will be obedient to him. That's a big word, because the Lord can speak to any vessel, any good or bad or devil or a saint. He can speak. And if you go back, he spoke some things to you when you were not in a real assured place. And even now, I ain't hearing nobody. The Lord will speak a simple, simple thing for you to do. But we get all in ourselves. We get to listen to what people say to us. I ain't hearing nobody. And when you get to doing this thing, it will shift you in your spirit, man. Can I get somebody? And if your spirit, man, gets shifted, you just messed up. But we don't want to identify something to shift me in my spirit. Because, see, when we, even when you go into this word, I move more about talk about me. I move more about in parable, because that's the way he will allow me to roll. And it's not, see, when you look at this, it's like, oh, well, she don't know what she's doing. I don't. So I will come and agree with you. I don't. But I grant you one thing. He had never failed me on this transition road of sincerity. I've been in church ever since I was 11 years old, and you do the math if I got children 50 years old. Do the math if I got grandchildren. Do the math if I got great-grandchildren. That don't mean a hill of bean. He can speak to you, and you can be a prophet or prophetess indeed, but you can be a lunatic indeed too. I ain't hearing nobody. But when you began to position yourself to be available to hear the voice of the Lord speak, and you will be fearful enough to obey him. He said, I don't want you to do nothing but go to church tonight. Somebody called you and you said, I can't make it. But your mind had not come to be fearful enough to what he said for you to do. Maybe I ain't got it today. If you know how to be prosperous, I ain't talking about your game. You trying to trick and hook and get something from somebody. That ain't what I'm talking about. I know why I told the story about Paul. I ain't trying to get nothing from Paula. Because I don't need nothing from her. I ain't hearing nobody. Because when you tap into who is your source and who it will be your resource, you can serve him. Do you not think that many times the enemy said, you better watch Paula and Michael. He's a man. And she's a woman. I ain't got nothing to do with whatever they is. I know he's a man and he ain't got his hand shaking. But he can turn out to be anything he wanted if he so he want to be. I said, I just got married to a sister and I ain't know he was a sister. Don't put it out. He ain't no sister. He got many children. Let me get serious. If you will listen to listen. See, he speak to us. But are we listening? He speaks all the time to the saved and unsaved. But are we listening? We don't listen because we don't want to do it. But if you don't want to do it, he done spoke it, whether it left up to you. He said, I want to save you, and left up to you. Say, you do? Well, let me line up where you can save me. In saving me, you're going to deliver me. You're going to set me free. And then I will diligently listen to you. I will seek direction. I will be willing to hear your voice. He don't have to speak loud. Some people just think he have to. He can speak softly, and he does. But we don't want to hear the voice of the Lord, especially when it ain't coming to containing what I want to do. I ain't hear nobody. My God. And when Moses was talking to the Israelite, isn't it amazing what he wanted them to be? Prepared for the overflow. The Lord has released an overflow to you and I. And even if you don't believe in an overflow, you up and alive this morning. That's an overflow if you ain't got now dollar in your pocket. You don't know where you're going to get your next meal from. It's an overflow. But when you know that, the overflow will allow me to be prosper because I define who, where, and what my overflow has come from him and him alone. But I began to say, isn't it amazing? When he bless us, we don't become obedient. We shift ourselves to do what we want to do. I ain't hear nobody. But because he loves us, he give us another opportunity. He told me, he said, I want you to come from Deuteronomy to the 28th chapter. And I don't want you to go down there for the cursing because don't nobody believe it. I want them to tap into the blessing because I am the blesser. We turn it off if he's trying to bless us. And we don't believe it if he said, I'm going to show you I'm the cursor. Sometimes he give us opportunity to want him. Won't hear him going through something. I could call a lot of things, but I'm going to try to keep it real straight right here. What you want, he want us to become new. We want to stay the old, credit dirty, crazy old self. It ain't nothing wrong with changing your eating habits. But don't do it where you can get fined and get in trouble. When you define that it's good for your health, you can change your eating habit. You want to change your life to new life because it's good for your soul. That it will prosper you and bring you into wholeness. And he will show you, I am the healer of every situation. I will show you I am if you come to believe. That's nothing too hard for me to do. See, we say we believe it, and we going to jump out there talking about we got all that faith. The devil's a liar. He set anybody up with all that faith fright. When you get in the situation, that's when it defines whether you got it like that. Do you think people got faith like that now? Because everywhere you look, it's a a nuke center. I meant to say emergency unit. Where they built it on two on the same street. Because they got people thinking that naturalization going to heal a nasty soul. Going to deliver you from your own self. It ain't going to do it. And I don't care how you read it and how you compromise it, how you accept it. It's all about you. It ain't about us. But when he said, I want to bless you. I saw down there, I'll bless you. And you're coming in and I bless you and you're going out. We got many things that hindering us from believing. This is what I said. And I know, son, check me. Check me. When you bless, you want everybody else to be blessed. When you learn how to give, you want everybody else to give. But they'll loan you before they grab a hold to it. So you got a prostitute ring going. There's prostitutes out there, and I ain't making a lot of money. I ain't even surviving. But when you know the blessing of the Most High God, and you tap into it, you want somebody else to grab it. You want somebody to get healed and delivered. Don't think I ain't been down on Skid Row Street, can go down there again, but he's greater. Because when you know who is the blesser, you want to line up with the blesser. You want to be obedient to what he tell you to do. My God, a lady told me, the Lord told her to marry that man. I said, you a lie. You got some spirits in you. You just want to be married. You wait on God to tell you. Because he said, when a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing. Are you the man? I got a problem. Reason we lie like that, because we want the man we want. God give you a little ducky, Willie. Now, you don't want Willie because he's a little ducky. He just might have the stuff to have your bells ringing. Ain't that right, Evangelist Pope? If you turn away from what God had with your name on it, he'll let you say, I don't want it. He said, you don't have to have it. You don't have to have what I have for you. Because you think you all of that. I ain't hearing nobody. But when God say you're blessed, somebody come on, help me up a little bit here where I can get this thing going. When you line up with him, line up in your mind, and you believe it's him. I ain't talking about your body. Line up in your mind that he wouldn't tell me nothing, that he's not going to bless me in being attentive to believe that I can do. I know it's hard for a woman to do this thing here because I'm a woman. But every time it looked like it got too hard for me, I go back to the one and only one who can give me assurance that I call you to do this. I equip you to be available for me. I put you in a line so you can be a showcase of what I can do. Every time I look around, it's one thing or another. But I say, I bless you, Lord, because you have blessed me abundantly. You have stored my storehouse full of everything that I need. And I'm relying on you and totally you. I bless you, Lord. I give you praise. Look where you brought me from. Look how you have shown me that you more than enough to come on the inside. Allow me to stand firm and be assured you're greater in all the things that you have allowed to come forth. Signed with my name on and other things too. I ain't hearing nobody. I said, my God, keep on teaching me how to fear you and get my eyes off these people. I know that you are the great I am. I know you're a healer because you came in. I didn't see nobody, but you came in the room. And you say, I come in the volume of the books. Will you believe that I have need of you? I'm going to bring you forth. I'm going to bring you out. Wait on me. Start letting me develop you for a style for me. Well, I can show you it is me. Will you trust me? Hallelujah. Will you call my name? in the wee hours of the night, when you call my name, when you despond and you don't want to go no further, when you call my name, say, I bless you, Lord. Even though I'm overwhelmed with sorrow, with disappointment, hurt, trying to come in, but oh, healer, I bless you today. Oh, provider, I believe you're going to provide again and again. I praise you. I praise you. I thank you for being my present helper and dying need of a Savior. And you are my Savior. You are my deliverer. You are my breakthrough. You are my stronghold. Can anybody help me? I give you thanks for where you done brought me from. I ain't talking about the material thing. I'm talking about the healing on the inside, the deliverance that you're still working on me. I thank you today. Over there in the 2 Timothy, he said he didn't give us a spirit of fear, but we fearful that God might not do it. We scared to tell people. Oh, I hope ain't nobody going to quit the job in themselves and ain't got now another one. But if God tells you, you don't have to tell everybody else. You tell them to make it plain to me that you are my provider, that I can put my trust in you. I don't have enough, but you have more than enough. Allow the fear of you that I won't lie in another line, but I'm going to stay in the straight and narrow line that you chastise me daily. You show me I'm a provider daily. I can trust you daily. When it look like it's overtaking me, you step up in there and make me another believer. Somebody say they got faith, but start at believing that he's greater than all that other stuff. Don't jack you up. I give him praise today. Oh, we don't start worshiping all the other little gods. Male, female, our house, our car, these old bad children. We got a whole lot of God. Don't get a position on the job. Can't nobody tell you nothing. And when you ain't got it no more, then you don't want somebody to tell you something. But you should have heard when it was available. He who have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. To the church, who are we? We the church, not to this building. To us. He said, don't do it. Well, you get offended, don't do it. Don't get you another lover. I'm scared because I might die with this one. He said, sit my tail down. I'm going to sit it down because he ain't playing with me. Oh, I give him praise. It will benefit you. If we get a fear of him, we ain't got no fear of God. We do what we want to do. And when we want to do it, I ain't hearing nobody. Look like you done got away, but it ain't nothing but a sinner. We walk around here all pumped up and nasty and mad, but the devil will melt you all the way down till you ain't got no sense to do nothing for your own self. But here in this passage of scripture, I began to say, I got to work with nine, because that's what he told me. Oh, my God, the Lord shall establish thee and holy people. How are we going to get to be a holy people? By obedience and following the instruction. It ain't about your PhD. He don't need that. He don't need your expertise. And why? That's why I don't do proto all this pump up. I don't do it because it's messing people up the more. He want to establish us as a holy people. How you going to get holy? You're running up here from first one. First, you got to believe that I am. The only one can bring you to my holiness. That I will not allow the enemy to keep robbing you when you say, I'm committed to loving your people. Oh, that's the commandment. We can't do that. We love some folks. The one that we like. The one that we think got a word for us. I ain't hear nobody. We love certain people, but you got to love all God people. You can't do it up in yourself because some people got some nasty spirits and some demon, been granddaddy demons in them. How you going to get past them? He said, loving kindness will I draw thee. You can't get no loving kindness from some of these book of bears unless you get it from Jesus. I ain't hear nobody. You can sleep with the devil, but you can love him and he won't choke you. I ain't hear nobody in the house. He'll just look over and say, I want to choke him, but I can't. You up there resting and ain't scared of him, and you know he the devil or she the devil, whichever one come up first. I'm scared not to trust you. I'm going to kill you. Oh, stop playing. Then you wake up half dead. Who playing? You playing. You don't take people for granted. They say they're going to do something to you. You better get some Jesus. Get some more of him. That's why the church world is such turmoil. I know Saturday's soup burning a candle on me. Let it burn up. It's going to burn up our house. Because I trust a mighty God. He is my cleanser. He's my hot tower. He's my everything because I look to him. When you're afraid of people, you won't tell the truth. We got a whole lot of big leaders afraid of people. They're afraid they're going to lose the ties. They're afraid they're going to put out some on. Well, do what you got to do because my name wasn't good before I got here. I had took a few things from some people. Don't worry about it, you too. But I found out that when I made up my mind, I got to fear of you. When you fear him, you will do what he said to him. Darryl, you still there? Got to fear him, and he blessing me right there. You doing the same thing? You know how family have a meeting on you. Y'all paying for a pastor Mercedes. That's a lie. Pastor worked 35 years. Amen. And when the check don't reach over there, then you can see me on the bicycle rolling in here. Don't be a hater. I'll be laughing with you. Say, you got your wish, but God is blesser than your wish. Because I bless the Lord on this bicycle. I ain't hear nobody. Because I told him I'd ride a bicycle. I'm catching so much hell with this car. Let him get it. I get a bicycle. Get up at 4 o'clock. All the criminals sleep that time. They ain't going to mug you. Because if you're on a bicycle, they don't figure you got nothing no way. I ain't hear nobody. Especially when you ain't got no up-to-date bicycle. Go on, let her ride. Because that's the only thing she can do. But I say, I come to tell you I bless you. And I say, oh, the blessing of God when we make up our mind. We think we bless and we in and out, off and on. But if we can define what blessing will overtake us, his blessing, for just simply being obedient. Obedience is a sacrifice. It's greater than the sacrifice. You make a sacrifice to give somebody something, you be hating it next week. Just be obedient. If he tell you to give me, no, don't give me $500. Give Jason $500. You say that rest ain't never spoke to me. That ain't what you're doing it for. He said, give it to him. I ain't hear nobody. My God, I give you praise. I give you praise. Everybody can't be obedient because they ain't learned the essence of being obedient. Because they too bigoted. They too self-assured. And I get mine myself. But when you come in line up with this one and only Savior, if it will save us from our own self, he'll blow your mind on his saving power. His saving power will release an overflow of blessing. This morning when I was reading this, the Lord said to me, there are people that I'm putting them in a situation that they don't want to be in. Maybe I can do it this way and somebody catch it. I'm lying some things that happened to them because I gave them many opportunities to get real with me. So when these things happen to you, you ain't got no choice but seek my face because you don't want to be in where you're at. I ain't hear nobody. But when God released you, please know it was him because my disobedience brought me to being obedient. I ain't hear nobody in the house. See, God can have a ministry in you, but your disobedience will hinder you from the ministry and you'll go to hell because you were disobedient. Can I get somebody in the house? Ministry doesn't mean that you get up here and take over those pulpit. That means I get in line to do what he tell me to do. I ain't hear nobody. Too many people want to be a superstar and they even got in the line. But when you line up and be obedient, he said, sit on that blue chair. You sit your tail on there till he make provision for you to get up off. Can I get somebody to hear, man? You can skip all over the world and you can't skip past Jesus. Can I get somebody to hear, man? I give him praise today. But there's a scripture saying, wait, I say on the Lord. And while you're waiting, don't be complacent. While you're waiting, bless me. While you're waiting, tell me thank you. While you're waiting, say, what will you have me to do? I'm going to still be waiting on you. But give me a drive and a motivation, a reason why I'm waiting on you. Because you're going to bless me abundantly and overflow. I know the enemy done tried to shift me. He had a plan. plan, but your plan is greater. Hallelujah. Anybody want the blessing? Don't act like you don't want it, but you got to do something to get them. You got to line up with the word of God. You got to learn to obedient move God. Hallelujah. Long as you tell him what you want, and it ain't of him, you still messed up. My God, I believe. I don't believe that if you're a believer that you are slave to life. Ain't nobody gonna tell me that you're a slave. You're a slave to God because you have a fear of him. Will you be that representative on this walk here? I tell you, don't want a leading role till he prepare you for it. Because a leading role will get you messed up in other stuff. A leading role will get you a nasty spirit and it'll be covered up. But when you let him bring you forth, you ain't got no hidden agendas. You just know that God is greater than anything come and try to latch itself to you. Can I get my three people? If some thing will latch itself to you, you don't have to act pretty like it ain't there. And it's designed to destroy you. But okay, Jesus, what will you have me to do? He said, I want you to increase your prayer life and get your tail off the phone. Get off that internet. Stop thinking you all of that. Oh, I can't do that. Well, then you still going to stay in trouble. Get up and clean up your house. He'll tell you to do that too. I'm not in the cleaning business. Where's your house? Who you think gonna clean it for you? He told you to get up and clean it up. Because sometimes when you go and do something, he'll say, go up in there and cook. And my God, you just cook up everything you can find. I ain't hear nobody in the house. And before you know it, you done got a release in your spirit. Can I get somebody to help me? Teach me how over there in the book of Rome. Teach me how to trust you. We said we trust him. But if he don't teach you, you can't trust him. You're going to lean on your own understanding. And you're going to get waver again. You're going to get your mind polluted. What you think it should be. Can I get somebody? You can prophesy good things on yourself. But you ain't in the place. It ain't going to happen for yourself. Can I get somebody to help me? I give you praise because I'm waiting right here. You will deliver words, and I won't even have to know about it. I've known the release because you brought it forth and releasing in my spirit. You have done another work. You didn't have to tell me, but I've been waiting on you. I've been waiting a long time for you to release me on the inside. Hallelujah. My God. See, the enemy wants us to be intimidated. And we are with people. Some of us, so jacked up about a gift. Don't throw your shoe at me. You'll be slobbing like a darn dog. But that book over here in Deuteronomy, it tell you about the blessing. And then down starting at verse 15, it tell you about the cursing. Which one you rather be, blessed or cursed? Our disobedience put a curse on us. Amen. I ain't hear nobody. You don't have to believe what a person say, but you believe God is greater than a person. I ain't hear nobody. Did y'all hear Friday night the prophet told his wife that somebody know how I'm finna get up out of here? Amen. Oh, we hear prophets. Y'all don't have to say amen to me. Amen. People ain't got them in the book. They got them in the mind. Or got them.
You've been listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godsprophetic outreach ministry.com.